With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. It's official. Former President Trump captures the Republican Party presidential nomination.
Here on the opening day of the GOP convention, Trump captured a majority of votes from delegates during a roll call of states. It makes Trump the Republican standard bearer for the third consecutive election. He reached the necessary threshold with votes from his home state of Florida, announced by his son Eric. And delegates here inside the convention hall cheered wildly as they voiced their support for another Trump term at the White House. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Mr. Trump selected Ohio Senator J.D. Vance to be his 2024 running mate.
Just before delegates here at the convention began casting their ballots to nominate Donald J. Trump as their presidential candidate, the former commander-in-chief announced on his Truth Social account he was selecting Senator Vance to be his running mate. Vance had been widely touted as the most likely choice. A conservative and former United States Marine, Vance shot to fame after publication of his book, Hillbilly Elegy, 2016. He was elected to the U.S. Senate in 2022. Bob Agnew, SRN News, at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Also at SRNnews.com, according to CBS News, there were three snipers stationed inside the building that the shooter was on the day of the assassination attempt on President Trump. According to a local member of law enforcement, one of the snipers inside saw the shooter outside looking up at the roof, observing the building, and then leaving. When the shooter returned, sat down, and looked at his phone, one of the snipers took a picture of him. Reportedly, the shooter was observed taking out a rangefinder and then returning again with a backpack. This is SRN News. Democrats are going after the Family Research Council.
13 congressmen have sent a letter to the Internal Revenue Service urging an investigation of the ministry over its support for conservative causes. The Democrats question whether the FRC should be able to maintain a tax exemption as a, quote, association of churches. They suggest that it should be up to the government to decide what constitutes a church or an association of congregations for tax purposes. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
A Japanese high court rules that people claiming to be the opposite sex do not have to have a sex change operation before being allowed to change their birth certificate. Under the previous law, people had to have the operation and be diagnosed as having gender dysmorphia before the official documents could be changed. The Hiroshima High Court found those requirements unconstitutional. Queer trans activists have been making inroads in Japan. This is SRN News. China's ruling Communist Party is starting a four-day meeting.
The get-together is expected to lay out a strategy for self-sufficient economic growth in an era of heightened national security concerns and restrictions on access to American technology. The meeting typically focuses on such long-term issues, but business owners and investors will also be watching to see if China's Communist Party announces any immediate measures to try to counter a prolonged real estate downturn and persistent malaise that has suppressed China's post-COVID-19 recovery.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, the party is also likely to consider issues of investment in high-tech industries key to national security, as well as funding social welfare for its large aging population. China's also showing aggressive tendencies once again in the South China Sea against its neighbors in the Philippines and Taiwan. National Weather Service issues multiple tornado warnings as wind gusts of over 70 miles an hour head toward Chicago. More details at SRNnews.com.